Good afternoon. This is Lance Borden. Thank you for joining me today on the Totally Transformed podcast. I'm flying solo today because Dr. Connie is out of town at a continuing education requirement conference, but she'll be back next week. And wanted to first of all wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving because that is coming up here shortly. And we typically host, actually not typically, we host every year. We love to do that. And we have family in from all around our area. In the past, I've had family from out of town. This year, they're not able to make it, but we're still going to have a full table. And it's fun to watch our kids as they get older start to look forward to things like Thanksgiving. I was taking my daughter to school the other day, and we were going through all the different dishes that we're looking forward to. And I got to black olives, and she said, "Ew." And I said, "Oh, man, I love black olives. I always love to have that relish tray that's got black olives and mainly the black olives. I like dill pickles too. But anyway, along with some yummy turkey. I'm not a big ham guy. I'm a turkey guy. My wife likes ham. We usually get a honey-baked ham. She and I, as we've become the host home for Thanksgiving, we get up early and rub down the turkey with oil and put salt and pepper all over it and get it in the oven before everybody else wakes up. And that's become a really fun tradition. And then it's fallen to me to get to be the turkey slicer. So I've got one of those electro knives that has the dual blade on it that goes back and forth. And when it comes out of the oven, I get to slice it up. And that in itself is a bit of a art form. But anyway, hope you're looking forward to a wonderful Thanksgiving. Always fun to get together with family and just thank God for everything he's done for us. He is such a provider, such a wonderful daddy, such a wonderful God. And here we are at another Thanksgiving in a year where things haven't been normal. Things haven't been the same maybe as in past years. We've gone through a lot of transition, but we've still seen the provision of the Lord every step of the way. And I just want to thank him today. Thank you, Lord, for all of your provision in our lives. Looking forward to celebrating you at Thanksgiving. Today, I wanted to walk through something that I feel is really helpful for just ruminating on, meditating on, if you need some soul restoration today. And that is Psalm 23. A lot of us are very familiar with Psalm 23, learned in Sunday school quite a bit, but it's amazing when you break down Psalm 23, how much God does and how little to nothing we do to receive what God does. And I just wanted to camp out on Psalm 23 today with you and kind of walk through all the things that God does for us and the absolute zero amount of really stress and effort or anxiety that it requires to be a recipient of his total restoration and what he provides us as our shepherd, we being the sheep of his pasture. So what I did is I went through Psalm 23. I was just kind of meditating on it. It struck me that God's doing everything in this psalm. And isn't that really just who he is and how he operates in our lives as our Father? He really does it all. All we really are required to do is have hearts turned towards him, be in a mode of receiving and making sure that we're spending time with him so that we can receive, and then just stewarding what he's given us and being obedient to what he says, and he takes care of everything. And it's really amazing when you look at it and break it down. So what I did is I went through Psalm 23 and I wrote everything down that the Lord does, and then I wrote down everything that we do. So as I read it here, I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version. Think about it from the standpoint of what is God doing in this psalm for me? What is God doing here and what am I doing in response? So here it is, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that awesome? So I want to break that down into the things that God does and the things that we do. I'm reminded of something that happened earlier this week. Julie and I are getting in shape for an upcoming ski trip, and this is going to be the first time we take our kids and the first time they're going to experience learning how to ski and really a significant amount of snow everywhere around them since we live in Texas and we don't get much snow down here. We get an ice storm every now and again, and every once in a while we'll get accumulation of snow, but we go full winters without it. Anyway, my wife and I we're trying to get in a little bit of shape, not doing probably a very good job of that, but we basically went onto YouTube and searched ski workouts, and we were doing these workout videos, and they were kicking my tail. We were doing it together, and the kids came in, and they're, you know, trying to mimic us and participate in the workout. Anyway, my daughter says, "Daddy, I really need you." Well, the first time she said that, I think I probably said something like, "Hold on, sweetie, let me just get through this workout, and then we can go do whatever." I'm not exactly sure what I said. Well, then maybe about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, she said, "Daddy, I really need to show you something." And so it being the second time, there's a whole podcast in that, listening to your children, making sure you're tuned into what they're asking you to do. But anyway, I got it the second time, and I said, "Okay, honey, let's show me what you need to show me." So she took me by the hand, and we had been in our living room, and she took me back into our bedroom. And as we started walking towards the bathroom, I started to think, "Oh no, what's she about to show me in the bathroom?" And sure enough, there's the toilet overflowing. So she had blocked it up and realized that was an issue, but didn't really know the consequences of it. She just knew that something wasn't right. And so by the time I got in there, it was overflowing. Thankfully, it had not reached the bedroom carpet yet. We have carpet in our bedroom, and had just overflowed on the tile floor. So we quick ran and got some. I shut off the water, of course, immediately. Went and got towels really quick. Yelled to Julie to come in and throw a bunch of towels down. But I was just struck by the fact that if I had put her off, she would not have been able to tell me what was really wrong, and there could have been really a major issue if it had gone into our carpet. If it could have caused a lot of damage, could have caused significant water damage. I've been through significant water damage before, and it's not fun. But I'm struck by the fact that, you know, I was imperfect in that situation and not listening to her the first time and stopping what I was doing. But God is never, ever not hearing what we're asking him to do or asking him for. Never. I know sometimes we think he doesn't hear us. Sometimes it seems like he's not there. Sometimes it seems like our prayers are bouncing off the ceiling or bouncing off the sky. But he always hears what we have to say. It doesn't mean he's going to do immediately what we're asking for, because his ways are higher than our ways, and he knows better than to give us everything we ask for, just like we don't give our children candy every time they ask for it. But he always hears us, just like a good shepherd. A good shepherd always is attentive to the needs of his sheep. And so going back to Psalm 23, I just want to walk through the things that the Lord does and the things that we do in this psalm. First of all, he shepherds me. So I'm going to put it in this way. What does the Lord do? I've got one column that says the Lord does and another column that says I do. So first of all, what does the Lord do? He shepherds me. What do I do? I lack nothing. What does the Lord do? He makes me lie down. What do I do? I lay down. What does the Lord do? He leads me beside still waters. What do I do? I'm refreshed. What does the Lord do? He restores my soul. What do I do? I am restored. What does the Lord do? He leads me in his paths. What do? I follow in his paths. What does the Lord do? He is with me. What do? I won't fear. What does the Lord do? He comforts me. What do? I am comforted. What does the Lord do? He prepares a table. What do? I sit at the table. What does the Lord do? He anoints me. What do? I am anointed. What does the Lord do? He makes my cup run over. What do? I watch my cup run over. I like that one. What does the Lord do? He makes goodness and mercy follow me. What do? I am followed. What does the Lord do? He brings me to his house. And what do? I dwell in his house forever. Isn't that amazing? He does it all. He does everything. And there's just no room for anxiety or fear. And so I wrote down further down the page, for his part, for God's part, he does all the guidance, all the leading, all the providing, all the healing, all the defending, all the comforting, and all the restoring, and he gets all the glory. For my part, there's no striving, no lack, no anxiety, no stress, no pride, just rest, just confidence, just peace, just provision, just trust, and just worship. Can you hear that today? Does that feel good to you when you just stop and meditate on all those things that God's providing for you to restore your soul? I hope that's helpful. I hope you'll go back to Psalm 23 yourself and just review it and meditate on it, because I feel like sometimes we skip over the ones that we know well. There's a reason why that psalm is probably read and said as much or more than any other. It's because it's so rich and so full of care for our souls. Do you feel bankrupt in your soul today? Are you filled with anxiety, fear, just an inability to relax and rest and enjoy life and the Lord's presence? Then you might need to just take some time out this Thanksgiving holiday, get alone with the Lord, no distractions, just some time with you and him to meditate on his word. Meditating on Psalm 23 might be exactly what your soul needs to be restored. Every time I make time for the Lord, he doesn't disappoint. He always, always, always ministers to me either what he knows I need or what I realize I need. And I just want to encourage you to do that, to take time to care for your soul by spending time with the Lord, getting away with him. Meditate on Psalm 23. Meditate on whatever scripture or scriptures that God lays on your heart. But don't miss the opportunity this Thanksgiving holiday to just spend time in his presence and allowing him to minister to your heart and allowing him to restore your soul. So let's just agree right now. Let's just ask the Lord to remove anxiety, fear, stress this Thanksgiving, especially moving into Christmas. I know the world characterizes Christmas as a stressful holiday. It's really not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a time when we reflect on the fact that the Savior of the world broke through time and space to come and save us and make a way for us to be with him and dwell in his house forever, like we just read in Psalm 23. So I just want to pray with you right now, agree with you, if you would, for the Lord to just minister peace and joy and rest to you this Thanksgiving. Lord, I come to you right now in praise and worship and adoration. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me, for us, for my friends that are listening. Thank you for all the ways you've provided for us. Lord God, we just lift up to you our hearts, our anxious hearts, our hearts that get focused on circumstances and events and things that may have gone wrong. And Lord, we very easily and very quickly wander off and stop looking to you for our provision and for our restoration, everything that you know that we need. And so, Lord God, we just lift up our hearts to you right now. We turn our hearts toward you today. We ask you to remove anxiety from us. Lord, I take authority in Jesus' name over a spirit of fear, a spirit of anxiety. I take authority over a spirit of stress in Jesus' name. And I speak peace, love, and rest over everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice right now. I pray that this Thanksgiving holiday, this Thanksgiving season, would be a time where people rest and enjoy their relationships, enjoy their family, and enjoy your provision. I just rebuke conflict. I bind the enemy from bringing distraction and strife and a wedge of discord into families. And I just speak peace over every family relationship, over in-law relationships, over parent relationships, over husband and wife relationships, over brother and sister relationships, over sibling rivalries that have existed in the past. I just quell all that in Jesus' name, and I speak peace and harmony. Lord, your word says that where there's unity, you command the blessing. So I just declare unity over each family represented by those that are listening to this podcast. And I just ask that you administer that, and that whenever we start to feel stressed or anxious or fearful, God, I pray that you would just come in and remind us that if we fix our eyes on you, that you will take care of everything and that you are the restorer of our soul. So I just pray for soul restoration over this Thanksgiving holiday. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed this week. It's kind of a short podcast, but hopefully you'll go into Thanksgiving with a heart full of gratitude for all the things God does for you. If you'd like, visit our website, totallytransformed.org. There we're advertising our first Freedom Friday, which is going to take place on March 9th, 2018. And we are excited to welcome you and anyone who wants to come. Soon we'll have a link for you to reserve your seat at that event. Again, Freedom Friday, March 9th, 2018. Put it on your calendar and save the date and come and join us. It's going to be in Plano, Texas at the Hope Center. And we're really looking forward to that. Hope you can be a part of that. So you can find more information about that at totallytransformed.org. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at TOT Transformed or on Facebook at Totally Transformed Ministries. Hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time of rest. And we'll talk to you soon.